All right, one final video session for practice from the East-West Shrine game. Wednesday, West team in pads, full team session here. Brennan Clay from Oklahoma in the backfield, and Wenning goes for the replacement Army wide receiver, but good pressure from the inside.
Absolutely. The thing about Wenning, the difference between the quarterbacks here and what we saw earlier is if you saw that play, Wenning basically stepped back in the pocket, stared down his primary target, never moved his head, where Garoppolo earlier today went through receiver progressions, natural looking off the safety. That's why Garoppolo is probably going to be a second-day pick, and Wenning's going to be a late-round choice.
All right, Allen Webster, number 25, the near-side cornerback. Sorry, Marcus Williams, the near-side cornerback from North Dakota State. He's a little under 6 foot. On the other side, Shaquille Richardson, over 6 foot. He's a potential late-round guy for the Eagles. We'll see what happens. But Keith Wenning under center now. And the handoff goes to Brennan Clay, and lots of clogging going up in the middle. Good job by the D-line.
Absolutely. Josh Morrow there from Stanford, who's had a good couple of days taking on the blocks, and that's the idea.
All right, we got a third and eight situation coming up here, so let's see if the defense can hold the offense from moving the chains. Keith Wenning once again coming in to play quarterback. Shaquille Richardson on the far side at safety. We've got Alden Darby from Arizona State and Stephen Obeng Akyapong from Penn State.
Also have Evan Gill of Manitoba playing defensive end here, and he's shown well in the drills. Let's see if he can translate it into the full scrimmage against Graff of USC.
Wenning in shotgun, third and eight. Comes our way. And a nice job by John Brown. He gets the first down. Nice job there from the Pitt State wide receiver, another guy who projects as probably a fourth or fifth wide receiver, and he gets the job done against Marcus Williams.
It's a nice pass by Wenning. I mean, it's a tough pass to make, and the timing is everything. You saw the receiver Brown come out of his break, and the ball was there. He's not waiting on the ball. You can't have that because that turns into interceptions at the next level.
All right, Keith Price from Washington now under center. He's got Flanders in the backfield. Quick pass. That's Chandler Jones. And the action right in your face on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Max Bulla from Michigan State says he knew the play was coming. Unfortunately, not able to get there. Tell us about Bulla, the guy who was suspended from the Rose Bowl by Michigan State. He comes here and shows up pretty big. He's a inside linebacker prospect for sure?
Absolutely. I think that's the only position, 3-4, run defending inside linebacker guy that's got to play in the box. As you saw there, he can't get to the flanks fast enough because he doesn't have that great lateral speed. He's tough, he's hard-nosed, he's also intelligent. I just think he's a bit limited athletically. But we'll have a place, a creative defensive coordinator that wants a two-down defender on the inside of a 34 alignment. We'll be able to use him.
Keith Price holding the ball for a while and forces it to the BYU tight end. Broken up by, was that Tyler Starr? Tyler Starr, indeed, 41 from North Dakota, from South Dakota. A big physical guy who has not really shown the flexibility to be in coverage, but he did a great job there against the BYU tight end.
Absolutely, not the athleticism. Now let's remember, the BYU tight end, Friel, is not the fastest guy. He's not the swiftest guy.
He's got about 30 catches on his career.
He's a typical BYU tight end. But Star, give him credit. It was a terrific play. Got depth on the pass play, a good 10 yards back and 15 yards laterally.
Action coming our way once again. Oh, Tyler Star with back-to-back wonderful plays. That's even better. Catches that ball with one hand. Tyler Star, the star of practice here.
Well, not only saw he was a tremendous Division II, one AA defender, one of the best 1AA defenders at South Dakota. Ton of tackles. What you like about him is the fact that he remained disciplined. He knew what was happening. You know, most guys would just take off up the field against Price, not Starr. He stood his ground and made that interception. That's two very bad passes by Keith Price.
Outstanding job by Starr. Hand off to Brennan Clay, and great job once again. Back to back to back. Tyler Starr on fire here for the West practice. Three plays in a row, and he gets everybody from the defense congratulating him. What a job by Tyler Starr. His stock is soaring after three plays, Tony.
His star is rising, I guess we could say. It's going to come down to you know, the workouts for Starr. But again, something like that is going to catch a coordinator's eye. A guy for Starr to make the roster, can he play special teams? If he can play special teams, a guy like that who can play inside in a 3-4, can play outside on occasion, that, and play special teams at an inexpensive cost in the day and age of salary cap football, that's indispensable.
All right, and then there you have it. Tony Pauline taking us through. Tyler Starr goes from a 7th-round pick to a top-10 pick in only 3 plays. Tony Pauline of DraftInsider.net will be bringing us more coverage throughout the Senior Bowl week next week. Stay tuned and follow him on Twitter, at Tony Pauline. That does it for PhiladelphiaEagles.com's coverage of the East-West Shrine games in terms of live practice. We'll see you throughout the week in the lead-up to the draft.